your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble. Feel the stomach crumble.
Man, oh man. There's a challenge this morning. I've got hum in my headphones. It's really, really interesting. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go, and your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. And we're broadcasting 2 hours today on Genesis Communications Network. And there's a link to your instructors, all of them, on USAprepares.com. Podcasts are free on Genesis, so if you need to refresh your memory or revisit something that you heard on the broadcast or share it with your friends and family, just click on USAprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Dave is producing the syndicated worldwide broadcast in Minnesota. Today, survival economics with Frank Underhill. Oh, meet up tonight for those of you in the area, in the Missouri area. Meet up tonight, 5:30, Ziggy's, and I'm going to be on stage discussing the Get Prepared Expo. So Frank Underhill is with us, CEO, UnderhillSecurities.com, Las Vegas, Nevada. And hey, Frank, we've got some articles on the website. Welcome, Frank.
Good morning, Vincent. Glad to be here. You know, I wake up, I go to bed at night all happy, and then I wake up and I see chagrin seeing Cyprus getting $13 billion of aid. Like, yeah. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, and Frank, here's the question. What happens when you wake up and you find out that your bank is closed? And then the next week, you find out that your bank and your government is going to take 30 to 40% of everything that you've worked so hard to save in the bank. How does a person react to that?
Outrage. How else? It's just mind blowing. But
gotta,
it shows you what the power of what governments have through taxation. And I think this should be a microcosm for what should be learned for, you know, pretty much around the world.
Well, I agree. And I was telling somebody this morning that when I moved to Missouri, what I did was I needed to set up a bank account, and I asked to meet with the president of the bank, and I selected a small bank that was just a one-county bank, and they had about five branches, and I selected them because I did not want to be involved with the major banking institutions. I did not want them controlling my funds, and I wanted to be a name rather than a number. So I met with the president, and he was absolutely kind of surprised. Why did I want to meet with him? And I indicated that I wanted to know who he was, because I wanted to know who was in control of my funds. And I wanted to know where I needed to go should something happen to my funds. And, you know, I was pretty polite about it, but he could read between the lines that if something happened to my funds, I was going to his house. And that's the problem. That's the problem. We don't have control, and we don't know where our funds are, and we don't put names and faces to our accounts. And that's why it's great working with you, because
thank you.
Your customers and you have a relationship.
That's correct. I'm always around to pick up the phone, and I go out, make appearances, and I get out there, and I do my YouTube, and most of these people are just a faceless, nameless number, that basically, you know, you don't know where they can go. And, you know, can I just say, Vincent, too, that, you know, they're already having enough trouble as it is. How the heck are they going to pay back $13 billion for a population that's very small in comparison? And people forget Cyprus was in a constant civil war since as long as I can remember, because the island is half shared by Turkish and Greek. And so it was almost a war zone as well there. So, you know, you throw that into the equation. You just have too many variables.
Frank, when you look at the funds and you look at the mismanagement, how could this happen?
Well, you know, obviously they have Russia in there. That's a big player. They got a bunch of tax haven money in there, which. Well, I was surprised they're even in the euro, because Cyprus is essentially a tax haven, if you will. And when you have that kind of banking system, it lacks a lot of transparency. Not, you know, let alone here, it's bad enough as it is. But over there, you don't have any real transparency, so you don't know how deep the rabbit hole is. And when you have the Russian business people investing there, or African or South American or Eastern European, or you don't know what the deposits are there. But what I can say is that because it's a tax haven, banking laws are a lot more lax than they say would be over here in North America. So I don't even think they know what they're bailing out over there. How do you know you're not bailing out some oligarch or some strong man or a mob figure? And who is going to pay for all this? Does some of this come out of the pockets of the U.S., or is it all European? A lot of this has yet to be revealed. Who's going to flip the bill for this?
Frank, where do you think the money went? Do you have a feel for that?
It just goes from one offshore haven to another. And who knows if this $13 billion is going to disappear into the rabbit hole. And listen, this is probably just only going to be the beginning. The beginning, you know, when you look at, you know, Greece and their problems, or the pigs in general. But here you have such an island population that's very small, that has had a history of civil war, that's a tax haven, that all sorts of, say, unsavory figures would deposit. Like, I don't think you, Vincent, you and I would have a bank account there. I don't think any of your listeners would have a bank account there. And then what's going to happen when they say, okay, this money's dried up, we need more money? It's never-ending, because they don't have a self-sustained, self-efficient banking system there. Because they just take the money out, and they don't believe in reinvesting, basically.
Frank, what do you think Bob Chapman, what do you think about what he said? When he said, this could happen, this will happen, and he talked about this about a year ago, that our funds would be stolen from us.
Yeah, well, it makes one really wonder how these funds can be stolen. You know, they say you have bank insurance with FDIC, and what we're seeing is what governments can do. And who knows if it could happen there? It could happen anywhere. Because you got to remember too, they got an elected government over there, and they have a constitution just like here.
Yeah. Well, I remember.
People need to pay attention.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember him talking about this and him warning us that this could happen. We need to get our money out of the banks. Just keep 30 days, just 30 days worth of living expenses in the bank. And the rest, if I'm not mistaken, he said put into gold or silver related assets. And I believe that's a quote.
Well, he's right about that, absolutely. And I think to a degree people need to have these tangibles. But, you know, like with myself, I keep very little in the bank, if at all. I like to just have enough money to run my operations and live off of. But, you know, there's people that are sitting with, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not millions in the bank. You know, they should be kept up at night.
Yeah. Well, let's see. I'm looking at some of the things that are happening in the news. In the news, we've got, the Get Prepared Expo. I'll just mention this very quickly. Sheriff Richard Mack is coming to the Get Prepared Expo, and he's going to be presenting a seminar. So if you'd like to meet and have dinner with Sheriff Richard Mack, he'll be with us April 6th and 7th at the Get Prepared Expo. And the rumor is he's coming to the farm. He's going to be spending some time here at the farm with us. So that's the plan, April 6th and 7th. Sheriff Richard Mack and, of course, Doomsday Preppers is going to be doing a casting call at the Get Prepared Expo. And I typed up a sheet of just a listing, just the titles, one line of each about each seminar, just the title. Took 3 pages. 70 seminars. Over a 2-day period. Unbelievable. And let's see. Mayor Bloomberg, there's an article on the website. Mayor Bloomberg is bringing 2 cops with him when he vacations to Bermuda. Now, guns are not allowed in Bermuda, but he gets special permission. Mayor Bloomberg, New York City, gets special permission to bring guns to protect him and two of his cops. Now, he wants to disarm us. He wants to make sure that we cannot protect ourselves. However, he brings a small army of 2 cops with him, with guns. This is outrageous to me. I can't stand this double standard. I really can't stand the double standard between the elite and us, the working people of this country. It makes me crazy.
Who flips the bill for this?
Oh, the New York City does. New York City pays for his police to come with him. They pay for the travel. They pay for the lodging. They pay the salaries while the police are with him. Frank Underhill's with us. USAPrepares.com. I'm Vince Finelli. Survival Economics. We'll be back right after this.
The Freeze-Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze-Dry Guy has assembled a necessities unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without. With big survival buck savings, our necessities unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in 6 heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part, buy one necessities unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy 2 cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy 3 cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored Hydro Pack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off. Only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
This is pretty fun. Frank, we're talking about survival economics, and we're talking about Mayor Bloomberg and how he brings the police with him. When he travels, he wants to make sure he's protected. And, of course, most of us can't afford to bring our police department with us. The double standard is outrageous. I don't like it, and I don't think you do either, do you?
No, not at all. No.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about bathrooms of New York City. There's an article on the website that I think is kind of interesting, and I believe it's a measure of our nation in decline. So a photographer goes around and photographs the bathrooms in New York City. And we put it on the website. There's graffiti everywhere, tiles missing. It is a disgrace. It's like a third world country. And I look at that and I say, wow. How did this happen? How did the United States of America fall so fast? And, you know, the taxes in New York City are outrageous. Companies can't earn a profit. I remember going to Donald Trump's building back in the 1977. I was being trained by IBM, and I had a tomato sandwich and a glass of Coca-Cola. 1977, $18.50 for a tomato sandwich and a Coke. I don't know how people can afford to do that.
Yeah.
So when you look at the economy where you are you seeing extravagant expenditures or are you seeing reasonable expenditures?
Well, I don't think you need to look much further to find extravagance being spent. You look at Joe Biden taking a trip to Europe there and, you know, costing the taxpayers like $1 million on hotel rooms. You know, that's I don't know how much more extravagant you can get.
Well, the one night stand, or I'm sorry, the one night tab was, my calculations, $406.24 a minute. $585,000 for one night. And he's the vice president. What's it cost for the president to travel?
Well, they talk about everyone else should do the belt tightening, but when it comes to them, you know, they spend like free for all. And, you know, I just want to add on here, too, that, you know, I was looking at the Financial Post. That's a paper I think people should read. It's based in Canada. There's an article on how hedge fund managers are betting big against copper and hedging on gold. And looking at more of these Cyprus bubbles popping up. Now, when they're going bullish against copper, I take that as they're probably bearish against the economy by being bearish on copper, but they're being bullish on gold because they think there's going to be a financial collapse. So I think people should, you know, from time to time read these kind of articles. Because these hedge fund people put the money where their mouth is.
Yeah. When you talk about copper, I was thinking about this over the weekend, and I was becoming angry. I was thinking that we used to have pennies, and pennies used to contain a penny's worth of copper. But the government has inflated the currency so much that we can't even have a penny's worth of copper in a penny anymore. And since 1983, we have not been putting copper in pennies other than a coating of copper. So that is proof that the government is stealing from us, even at the lowest level.
Well, you know, if you look at housing construction, every house, I think, probably takes an average of 400 pounds of copper. I think I read that a while ago. I can't remember where I saw it.
That makes sense to me.
Sorry?
That makes sense to me. When we built our house, I used about 4,000 or 5,000 feet of copper wire, easily. Frank, we're going into a break. We're going to come right back on the other side of this break. We'll talk about copper. We'll talk about inflation. And what is happening to us and what could happen to our savings. We'll be right back.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice, affordable solutions, the biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Tom.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Loading. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, SquattyPotty.com, spelled SquattyPotty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God,
you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Okay. I'm here. Okay. All right, this is USAPrepares.com, and we've got some challenges today. Frank Underhill's with us. Frank, let's talk about the stock rise. What? How do you explain the stock, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, just staying at its lofty levels? How do you explain that?
Well, it's currently affected mostly by what you're seeing, about $85 billion a month being pumped into these markets. And, you know, how long is this going to carry on, or when the music is going to stop? Nobody knows. But when you also take a look at what's really advancing the Dow, you know, I'm not a scientist or a qualified economist, but when I look at there's very few companies that are moving the Dow up. I would say it's either McDonald's or IBM, and I don't know a lot of people who invest in that. Another thing, too, I just want to switch back to gold for a bit.
A while back, Vincent, and your listeners, I recall there was an investigation into the LIBOR scandal, fixing the LIBOR. LIBOR is the London interday bank rate. And, you know, gold has a lot to do with that. Interest rates have a lot to do with it. They jump around what LIBOR does. Now, from what I am understanding, there might even be a probe into the London gold and silver morning price fix in the morning. Because gold, of course, is affected greatly by interest rates. Now, for those of your listeners who don't know what the London fix is, the price of setting the price of gold in London dates back to 1919. And it originally involved the Rothschild family, Makata, which I'll get to you, and a few other dealers. And then, of course, the price of silver started setting in 1897. Now, currently, the fixing happens twice a day, once in the morning, of course, everybody knows that, but also in the afternoon. And it's usually done via conference call with the Bank of Nova Scotia, Scotia Makata, which have been doing this for a long time, Barclays, Deutsche Bank, HSBC, Societe Generale. And they generally determine what the price of gold is going to be fixed at during the LIBOR, the interest rates. So, you know, because, of course, the dollar moves up, the gold moves up around, or sorry, the dollar moves up and around of what the interest rates do. And, of course, you have a lower dollar, higher gold. Higher gold, lower dollar. So there is big, big ramifications with what's happening, and the manipulation out there is abundant, to say the least. And when we look at with copper, I want to go back to that. Copper is a very sensitive metal when it comes to industrial uses. As we're talking about your home, how much you needed a few hundred pounds of copper in there. No, darn right it's expensive. So if you're building subdivisions, you're going to use a lot of copper. And I think copper is a metal to look forward to for economic growth. And all these metals all play an important role in our lives daily. And I know in my business it affects it greatly what gold does and silver does.
Frank, when you look at copper, every house, I can't think of a single house that's been manufactured that does not contain copper, not one. And each commercial building, same thing. So we use copper in plumbing. Now, we used to use copper in the supply lines, you know, the hot water lines and the cold water lines for plumbing, in houses as well as commercial applications. We've replaced a lot of that with plastic, but we still use copper in the faucets, and we still use some copper in the lines that connect the faucets to the plastic plumbing. So there is copper in plumbing, and then we use copper fittings in brass in hot water systems. We still do that, and in the connections to hot water heaters and so forth. And we use copper in electrical devices, and we use copper in wiring. And there really is no good substitute for copper that I know of. We've tried aluminum, but aluminum seems to get hot and the connections seem to corrode. So aluminum is not a good way to go to wire your house. Now, the supply lines, the heavy gauge supply lines are still used in aluminum in a lot of instances, but we still use a lot of copper. And about 4,000 feet of copper we used in our farmhouse. And also we used about, we used several thousand feet of Cat 5E and Level 6 wiring for computer networking. So we use a lot of copper in homes and businesses. So I think what you're saying is that copper has become much, much more expensive. And we are still dependent on it.
Well, we're dependent on it. And I just got to say, copper is could probably go lower because they do not see economic output. And, you know, Vincent, can I just say, not only the home, but you look at companies like Lincoln Electric or Fluke or Diebold, whatever, that makes all, that uses a lot of copper. They use a lot of heavy, they have a lot of heavy equipment that uses copper, you know, so copper is, you know, basically a daily way of life. But if the economy starts to expand, I think you'll probably see it first in the metal of copper. But right now, hedge fund managers are placing their bets on gold just on the outlook of the European and global banking concerns.
Frank, as I look at real estate prices, I don't see much happening other than the fact that people can't seem to sell their homes and they can't seem to afford to buy their homes. What's happening in Las Vegas?
Well, they say land prices are going up. There's a fellow down the hall from me in my building, and I, you know, get his opinion on real estate. He does commercial land, basically takes land and sells it to a developer to build a shopping mall on. Well, those buyers are all gone. They're not existent anymore. Now he's selling his commercial lots to residential builders. Now, I don't know what he's getting on the dollar. He wouldn't tell me, and neither he should, because I'm not one of his partnerships. But the fact that it's sold down to residential shows you how low down the totem pole the real estate market is. Also, case in point, across the street from me, there is another short sale across the street from me. Now, there's only so many houses in my cul-de-sac, and five of them, which is more than half, six of them have gone into foreclosure. And they have a low price they're asking, but the bank, I don't think, will take anything less than $230 for it. But it's a very nice home, to say the least, and the people who own it, you know, one is a realtor of all people, they just can't justify paying double the mortgage when if they bailed out on it, they can pay cash for something comparable and not have this noose around their neck. So I think it's going to be a lot of people should be doing a lot of strategizing here. I was at a Bank of America short sale conference at one of the Hampton Suites hotel just on the other side of the highway across town from me. And they made it sound like short sailing is only going to be increasing. So if they expect short sales to pick up from this, you can only imagine what's down the end of the road for the housing market. So I don't see prices moving up. I see a lot more inventory coming on gradually, and I think it's going to extend the housing fallout even more so.
Frank, we have a family member who's buying a house. Actually bought a house about 4 or 5 months ago, and I recommended something that I never thought I'd hear myself say, and that was put the absolute minimum down, the absolute minimum. Finance it at the lowest percentage that you can get. Put the minimum into it in case you have to walk away. And this is a house on the East Coast within a couple hours commute of Washington, D.C. This is a bedroom community for Washington, D.C. And I actually thought that there was a chance that the current people in office would not get reelected. And I thought if that happens, the pumping and of the economy would slow down or maybe become reasonable, whatever that is, and that the price of housing would fall and the number of government employees who live in those houses would fall and the housing market would go into a free fall or collapse mode just outside of in the commuting area near Washington, D.C. But that has not happened in terms of the government is still, there's still people in the same position. So it's still staying afloat, but it cannot continue because what we're talking about is homes that were selling for $500,000 are now selling in the 200s. And I think that's what you're talking about, isn't it?
That's correct. And I think what you're also seeing is because of, quote, this $85 billion a month being pumped into the markets, I think that it's also giving these mortgage-backed security holders more breathing time and extending how long they can hold these. And, of course, there's a lot of accounting involved with all this. That is probably well over my head and, you know, a vast majority of your listeners, that they can have a formula where they can keep them and not put them on a sudden and have the fire sales like they had last year or the year before.
You know, Mayor Bloomberg of New York City is a billionaire. That's with a B. And it used to be that when you talk about somebody being very, very wealthy, he might be a millionaire. Just a millionaire. Well, now, people who are wealthy.
The Freeze-Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze-Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without. With big survival buck savings, our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese. All packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now the best part, buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs. and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
All right, class. Frank Underhill's with us, and we're working through some technical difficulties. So if you hear some strange sound, it's all our fault. Frank, HSBC. You mentioned HSBC. Not everybody knows this, but that stands for Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corporation. And back in the mid-80s, they were the 11th largest bank in the world, HSBC. And I was thinking, Frank, about this morning I was thinking about accountants and businessmen. And Mayor Bloomberg is very wealthy. His wealth is stated in the billions with a B. It used to be that when someone was very wealthy, their wealth was stated in millions with an M. And I was wondering if we had accountants in government, would we be spending more than our income? Would we be doing that? And the answer is I don't think we would. I think if we had accountants as politicians, although accountants are sometimes known for being boring and dry, I think that we would have a balanced budget. What do you think?
Well, yeah, because if you have the accountants in, you have a lot of the emotions left out. And they're bureaucrats, and, you know, they think very lineal. And when they stick to something, they mean it. A politician will blow whichever way the wind goes. So I would, maybe that's why sequestration is a good thing, because you know, if nothing is done, then that kicks in and the bureaucrats take over the situation running government.
Well, I don't have any problem spending less money. I don't have any problem with less government waste, but you know, the problem I do have is that we're closing air traffic control towers, and maybe that's okay, but we are not limiting the expenditures of those at the top traveling. And you know, I was thinking about flying our limousine that the president rides around in to Israel. We flew that over. Now, I don't think that we flew that over on Air Force One. I think we had to take a separate fleet of airplanes to take everyone else who went over with the president to Israel. So I think that was a pretty expensive trip. And I think
the car broke down.
Well, it didn't break down. What really happened, Frank, was originally it was reported that they put diesel in a gasoline-powered limousine, and it wasn't. We put gasoline in a diesel-powered limousine. And that's even worse because I drive diesel vehicles, and each one of them, we have a Dodge Cummins turbo diesel truck. And in the filler door where you put the fuel in, it says diesel fuel only. On the dashboard, right next to the fuel gauge, it says diesel fuel only. I have a Chevy turbo diesel truck, another one. It says diesel fuel only right next to the fuel gauge. Right by the, when you open the fuel door, it says diesel fuel only. That's what it says. And so we hired somebody who works for the U.S. government, and he filled our limousine, not the president's limousine, our limousine called the Beast, put gasoline in it. And when you put gasoline in a diesel engine, you blow the engine. Now, how much did that cost? If I had ever done anything, even a thousandth of 1% that bad, when I worked in banking or when I worked in industry, I would have been fired on the spot for being incompetent. How does a person do that? How does a person put gasoline in a diesel-powered vehicle?
And also, the diesel should not fit into the nozzle where the car is. The nozzle should fit in there anyways.
Well, the diesel pump is usually a larger diameter than the unleaded fuel. Frank Underhill's with us. I'm Vin Finelli. Hour number two coming up. Hour number two, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The Freeze-Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze-Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without, with big survival buck savings. Our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part, buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.